Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world.
Hello and welcome. Today I want to speak about joy. Where and how can I invite more joy into my life? And above all, how can I have more joy in my relationship? We all strive for certain things in our lives, for more success, relaxation, lightness, for a fulfilled relationship, more love and much more. Many of us also strive for more joy. The question is joy our natural state, yet one that we often don't see, feel or allow? Or is joy something that should be worked for? I have felt little joy in my life for years, due to tension, stress, many to-dos and much more. The joy had faded into background. The constant striving for optimization and the inner critic have always prevented me from feeling joy. As inner development usually happens out of dissatisfaction, I was always afraid that if I felt too much joy, I would stop developing, even regress. Over the past few years, I've come to realize more and more that joy is always within me. It's just my choice to recognize, allow, feel, and express it. When we experience joy with our partner, we feel light, connected, happy, and grateful for our partner. It is therefore worth taking a closer look at the topic of joy and finding out how each of us tick. So first of all, we want to look at everything that stands in the way of joy in a relationship. And there are many aspects in our relationship that can prevent us from feeling more joy. Old wounds and painful experiences from the past, injuries, beliefs, ignorance, expectations of the partner, fears. The list is probably endless. As most already know, our partners often have the superpowers, the trigger points in us that can be very painful. This does not happen out of bad intention, but out of habitual patterns based on the past, learned from our environment and especially from our parents. However, the decisive factor is not that our partners do things that trigger us, but that it affects us. One of the same situation can be extremely triggering on one day, and on another, we can remain completely relaxed. As a simple example, we can take the following sentence. Can you please pick up the socks from the floor? This sentence can be interpreted as a request. That's how most would take it. But it can also be understood as a criticism. Then can be understood like this. You haven't cleaned up after yourself again. So the question is not what my partner is doing, but my own reaction to it. Here it is important to bring awareness, to perceive one's own reaction and also to recognize all the process that takes place in the background in us. It is quite possible that we sense the partner's frustration here. We may sense anger here. We may feel sadness. All of these different reactions, emotions and beliefs can potentially get in the way of joy. It's therefore important to take responsibility for our own reactions and emotions. In my experience, I have learned that I can direct my attention to joy so that it can grow bigger and take up more space in my life. It's up to me where I've put my focus. Of course, it's best not to cheat or to lie to yourself. If a family member dies, for example, I can't just focus on joy and suppress the grief or pain. Or if there's a breakup, there will probably be more sadness than joy at first. Yet it can be helpful to know that joy is still here, in whatever intensity, but we have to focus on it and be open to feel it and receiving it. Joy is also a very good inner compass. If we manage to get out of functioning, to slow down, to be mindful, away from goal orientation, then we can enjoy more. We are often so obsessed with our goals that we try to achieve them with all our energy. We stress and often get frustrated when we don't live up to our ideals and standards, or worse, when we are criticized for our work. In my experience, we can shift the focus from our goal orientation to curiosity, trust, and slowing down. The process of learning can be associated with more joy. We can learn to let go of the goal and focus more on the process, enjoying the process more by focusing on a beautiful feeling within and letting it grow. And it's important to know that joy is in all of us. Joy is one of the basic emotions that exists within us. Therefore, we humans have the opportunity to feel joy, also in our relationship. In Tantra, we always say the energy flows where the attention goes. We live in a bizarre time. We are constantly bombarded with negative news. Most news in the media are negative and tell us that the world is not a safe place. So we feel fear, and fear is also known to be a tool for manipulation. It is in our power and also our responsibility to focus more on joy. Through our consciousness, we have the possibility to change our inner state. For example, we can change our habits, sitting less in front of the TV in the evenings and watching negative news, being more in the moment and spending a nice evening with our partner where we can focus on the joy or doing things together that bring us more connection and celebrate our relationship. Another important aspect is that all emotions are allowed to coexist. This is very much related to the development of our nervous system. As young children, we can only feel one emotion at a time. As we evolve, we learn that some emotions are good and some are not. Some are seen as positive, others as negative. The negative ones are accordingly often suppressed because they are also associated with pain. As adults, however, we have the ability to feel multiple emotions at once. So fear can coexist with joy at the same moment. Grief can coexist with joy, and so on. Knowing this has helped me a lot in my life. To realize that joy is always there in my everyday life, even if it's sometimes very subtle. Even in my sadness, I can feel joy as I share it with my partner or another human being. Even if I'm angry, I can find joy in feeling powerful, in feeling my energy and my aliveness. Even if I'm scared, I can feel the joy of being. All these examples show that we can learn to accept all our emotions and let them coexist. So how can I live more joy in my relationship? First of all, we can find out together what brings us joy and do it more and more. Be it doing sports together, living a common passion, common hobbies, development and sexuality, the list can go on. Then we can find out what stands in the way of joy. Why don't we do the things that would bring us joy? And Tantra helps us to get more into the body, to feel more, to be more mindful, and to have a common theme in a relationship in which we can develop further. An experience that allows us to get to know ourselves and our partners better. Meditating, connecting with your partner, talking about emotions, showing ourselves as we are. In Tantra, at some point, we want to get to the point where we are completely in the moment, being completely authentic with ourselves and with our partner, and having the pure joy of being.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.